to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here, for gathering in the collective consciousness and the energy of Wisdom of the Ancients. We are here really to bring our light and to activate our light and to awaken and expand our consciousness. And so we have a lovely, lovely show planned for you today. Every single thing that we do makes a difference. And in our show today, we are going to be speaking with someone who is going to be speaking to us about epigenetics and our DNA. And this is going to be a great show, so we can continue to weave the web of light together to really act as that point of light on the greater web of consciousness so that all of us can evolve at a more rapid pace. So let us now, as we start the show, let us invoke the ancient ones. Let us invoke all the divine beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us and bring us together and open our hearts and let the message fall where it's meant to fall. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Charan Sirdhar is a DNA scientist by academic training and work history, turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a BSc degree in microbiology, an MSc in human genetics, and is currently undertaking a PhD in integrative medicine. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with people from all walks of life, combining the three pillars of science, spirituality, and ancient wisdom to bring about a shift in DNA expression that reflects health and well-being. She is currently also undertaking a PhD in integrative medicine or directed consciousness to alter DNA expression. Charan leads the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on the Hidden Science TV show and also for the upcoming movie Punk Science. She's also an author of an empowering book for children and adults to awaken to their power within. So Charan, welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients. Wonderful to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Ian, for having me back and your audience. I've been feeling the energy all day, and it's just so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
So special to be here. The universe, of course, has brought us all together, and we are here to share with you really all sorts of information that can help you, the listener, the audience, the community, the Wisdom Tribe, really awaken to your greatest being, your greatest version of yourself. And also to really tap into your higher self, be more connected with your higher self. And this particular show is about rewriting your DNA to be miraculous. So are you ready to unleash?
Yes. Yeah,
the miraculous within. Right. So Charan is here. If you heard her last time, then you know exactly what to expect. It's going to be a wonderful show. If you are looking to ask Charan a question about your body or your health or your life, then star 2 to raise your hand, and we'll take your question on the phone. And if you're on the webinar page, then put your question in the webinar box. And Charan's also going to be taking everyone through a process. It's called Awaken the Om Gene, right? The Om Gene.
Yeah.
A process to activate the miraculous in you. So today, we're holding space and emanating the vibration that miracles happen in whatever form for every single one listening now and later. So that is our collective intention. So get into that space, everyone. Get into that space. And Charan's going to share with us, really, I think, around how that can happen on a, you know, from a scientific / spiritual level. You know, there's a marriage, right, Charan, between science and spirituality. The two absolutely are not mutually exclusive. So share with us just a little bit, if you wouldn't mind, how you went more from a scientific background, and not to say you've abandoned, because you certainly you have a scientific approach, but you've taken a more spiritual or quantum perspective to science. How did you you know, move along that path?
Well, and also before we even start, Ian, I just want to say thank you for having this community, because it's your energy that brings all these people here. And that's something that really needs to be honored. And so thank you for that.
Mm. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
So to answer your question, I started off when I was about 11 or so, when young girl, and then the AIDS epidemic came out. And just kind of like what's going on right now with, you know, the other issues on the planet, it brings a lot of fear. And at that time, you know, it brought a lot of fear in people. And the thing was, people were getting discriminated, and it was just as a little girl seeing that. And, you know, I was always one that very compassionate at heart, even as a young girl. And that really hurt me, and it brought up, you know, these feelings of wanting to sort of resolve this on the planet. And I didn't know how that was going to happen. I just remember sitting down and writing on a piece of paper what I wanted to be when I grew up. And one of them was to actually work, you know, as something in this field of science, to actually help with things like this. And so I continued. I just went on my journey. And as you know how it is, if you hold an intention, I didn't know that at that time. But, you know, it was something that it was deeply ingrained in me as a result of seeing this AIDS epidemic, that I was going to move forward and help people in some way. I just didn't know how that was going to show up. One of the things I said on there was I wanted to be an astronaut, but who knows? That may still come true. What happened is then after that, I went on to train to do my bachelor's in science in microbiology, and then my master's in human genetics. And it was like, you know, the job came to me, the right things came to me. It just felt just right. And then I continued to work for 13 years in the laboratory, like you said. But it was while I was doing all that, this thing from, you know, this passion that had awakened as a little girl was still there throughout, and it was still feeding me internally. And sort of as a result of it, you know, things were surfacing within me to lead me to one thing, to the next, and the next. And I can really say that. I mean, it really was a journey of how it sort of all unraveled. And but while I was doing it, because I had this internal passion to help people in such a deep way, I began to, you know, explore different modalities of healing, and even to explore, you know, things like hypnotherapy and Reiki and all these things, you know, that many of us know about. Track. It's like my parents have always brought me up to meditate and to do yoga. So it was those kind of things were, it's still also adding on to my sort of influence, if you like to call it that, to kind of go down this road. And so as I did that, I began to sort of delve into the mind and, you know, the way that the mind impacts our biology. And all of this. And then I came across Bruce Lipton's book, and that was also synchronistic. I was seeing a homeopath, and she said, oh, you must read this book. And she just kind of gave it to me. And it was Bruce Lipton. Never heard of him before. And that was like one of those biggest turning points in my life, because the book, he talks about, if anybody hasn't read it, he talks about epigenetics and how it's different from the other genetics. And it just brought everything up in that, my journey, because I've been working for many years up till then, you know, with DNA and in the laboratory. And so it just brought everything full circle. So then I understood how and why the mind and all the things that I'd been studying, the energy work and everything, was in how that was influencing the DNA, and that it was that that would help, and it's not the other way around. So that was my journey of unraveling and unfolding from, you know, when I was a little girl.
So you've mentioned epigenetics, and we've heard that, and I think depending on how much we've heard or we've gone into that, how much we understand, we know either a little bit about it or a lot. But I think most people are maybe a little bit in the middle. So I'd love it if you would share with us a little bit about epigenetics, because it's something that's relatively, well, certainly it's come to the forefront in the fairly recent future. You know, we didn't hear about epigenetics really, maybe you did in the scientific community, but we didn't hear about epigenetics until maybe a year or two ago. And so it seems to be that this is something that's very important that is being released to us. This information is being released to us now because we're more ready to and we're more apt to receive it. Talk to us a little bit about epigenetics and, you know, within the context of DNA and healing and, you know, what someone who is on a spiritual path might be interested in.
My favorite topic. let's go backtrack a little bit to be able to understand what epigenetics is. It's very important that we get the difference. So genetics is where it's based on the fact that it's Newtonian science, meaning everything that's material in the in the form of matter, physical things, are impacted by physical things. So it's like the DNA is in our cells, and that is what we got from our parents. And so that can't be changed. And so that's going to influence our cellular structure. And that's about it. And it's very, you know, if somebody has some form of, you know, dis-ease in their body that's in their family lineage, what happens is that they have a sense of fear about that showing up for them. Now, if go back to when I was a little girl and what I felt with, you know, the AIDS virus, the epidemic, and how people were treated and the fear around it. I mean, you can see from everything I talk about from now, you'll see how that passion led into what I'm doing, how it's working its way through everything.
Hello? You there? Sharon?
Yes, can you hear me?
Well, you went somewhere for a while. You're back now.
Oh.
Wonderful to have you back.
Okay, I'm not sure why that
Okay. We're still here.
Where did I finish off? What did you hear last?
Oh, goodness. You're talking about, why don't you just talk about the difference between genetics and epigenetics?
Okay, so I was just talking about how that sort of the fear that I felt around the AIDS epidemic and everything that I've been experiencing, you know, as a child, that fed into everything that I'm doing and how epigenetics plays a big role in coming to a solution about all of that. So when genetics, like I said, I don't know if you heard this bit, but genetics is based on the fact that we have DNA and from our parents, and then we manifest, you know, certain proteins through that, and our cells, you know, show up, our biology shows up in relation to what we've inherited. And that's really the simplicity of genetics, that, you know, matter influences matter, and there's nothing that you can do about it, right? So this is where epigenetics comes in, because you know, we're not about being in this fear state. It's about life. We're so powerful. It's time for us to step into that. And this is where epigenetics brings this empowerment into our lives and how we live our lives, because it changes everything. And here's why. Epigenetics, the prefix epi means above the DNA. So everything above the DNA influences the DNA and not the DNA itself. So why is this important? Because if we have a particular disease in the family that's running down the lineage, then that disease, we have the ability to shift that. Not only for ourselves, we have the ability to shift it for our whole lineage. And this is powerful. But so let's talk about what is above the DNA, right? So above the DNA, we have our, obviously you can have the physical stuff like toxins and, you know, the things you eat and, all of that. But we're going to take it further on this call because it's not just about that. There is more to it. And in fact, we would think that food and all of that would be the important one, but actually it's even, there's more. There really is. So here's what it is. We've got our beliefs, we've got our emotions, and these will influence our life and how we perceive it. And so those can influence the expression of our DNA in response to what we're holding. But here's the thing: it's not just what we have, like our own beliefs, yeah. It's our parents' beliefs. It's also our ancestral beliefs. So, for instance, say if somebody's parents went, or grandparents, let's say, or great grandparents went through the Holocaust. And they have, you know, the trauma that they went through. Studies actually show how those individuals, their grandchildren, have a higher predisposition to PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's like there's no sort of, there's no reason why they should have PTSD in their life. But it's there, and it's evident in these studies. So this is how epigenetics works, is that, you know, something could have happened to your trauma, to your ancestors, and this is, you know, great, because we're talking about the wisdom of the ancients. It's like they have had certain things that have happened, and we only have to look at the history books to even see the atrocities that have happened. And you know, we have no idea, going back however many generations, that these things would influence and how they're influencing our genetic makeup and how we show up in our lives. There's many, many studies that have been done on this to show how, you know, this can influence our lives. One of them is actually a study on mice with the cherry blossom tree. And what they did was they exposed these mice to the smell of cherry blossom, and at the same time they gave them a small shock. And so these mice then developed anxiety response every time they smelt the cherry blossom. And what they did was they then reproduced these mice and created pups and grandpups. And when they exposed these, first generation, second generation mice, F1 and F2, to the smell of cherry blossom, what they found, without the shock, no sign of shock or anything here, these mice exhibited an anxiety response. And you know, it's these kind of sort of scenarios, these experiments that show us that these energy is what we're talking about, epigenetics. They do get passed down. And once they get passed down, it's not that it's like if you think it was just genetics and it was your DNA, then you can't do anything about it because it's literally in your cells, like physical DNA. And this is more about the energy around your DNA that's actually influencing it. So let's take it one more. Go ahead.
No, please take it one more step further.
I was going to say, because what happens is that when we have our DNA, that there's particular sort of sentences. What a gene is, G-E-N-E, is that we have particular sentences that read a certain protein in our DNA. And the old way, genetics, was that one gene can only be expressed in one way and then create one protein. But what they found is that one gene can be expressed 30,000 different ways. That there's something influencing the actual genes and allowing the genes to be expressed in so many different ways. And so that goes to show that we actually can, you know, rewrite ourselves for the miraculous. So you were going to say something. Sorry, Ian.
Yeah, I was going to actually segue into the miraculous because I think that we're all very keen to find out. So now we know that we can rise above genetics. What does that mean to us? So maybe some scenarios or practical examples of how this is going to assist us. So if we have physical disease, if we're carrying trauma that's been handed down through our ancestral lineage, let's talk about unlocking the miracles that are literally right here in our bodies waiting to be unlocked.
Well, there are so many examples of this. You know, when a couple of years ago, I don't remember how many years ago, but there was two cases that I had. One was more years maybe than the second one, so I can't really remember what years they were. But both of those cases, my point is that there were separate times that I did these two cases, but the same kind of dis-ease or condition, do you want to call it that? Basically, two different moms came to me, and they were pregnant at the, you know, sort of 3 months into pregnancy, and that's when their babies had been diagnosed with Down syndrome. So Down syndrome is where you have an extra chromosome 21. So we all have two chromosomes of each. And the Down syndrome is where you have three of the 21. So that's like a physical thing that, you know, you've got this extra DNA. And so it's creating those features in the child. So they came to me and separately and two different occasions and asked, you know, if I could help them. And we did the work, and in both cases, the babies were born normal. And in that, the doctors were saying, in the second case, they said, well, usually the tests are 99.9% accurate, so this must be the 0.1%.
What a blessing for that to have happened. So beautiful. Wow. So here is a mother who is carrying a baby who is being diagnosed with having Down syndrome. And they came to you, and you did what?
So that's what we're going to be doing in the, like a snippet of it in 10 minutes. not in 10 minutes, but for 10 minutes or so, or 5 minutes when we do the activation.
Okay.
Later on.
So okay.
That's going to be an example of what we did, or I did, sorry. And,
I realize it's a small part of
sorry,
that.
Sorry, go
ahead. I was just commenting
so
that
what,
I realized that's
did
a small
happen,
part.
Yeah, okay. But what did happen was I, you know, one of the interests that I have going along the, once I got Bruce Lipton's book, what happened is that there was a whole journey to get to where I am right now. And that is to work in the way with the quantum field, in connection with how science and, our sort of spirituality and the ancient wisdom and all of this come together. And that's the key to creating the miraculous. It's about combining all of this ancient wisdom that we have. You know, everything that we know about, like we know about, you know, that, you know, meditation is good. Going out in nature are about getting us in tune with our true self. And so when it's like, if you have something that's aligned, so you know how when, you know, maybe, you know, we know of this, I'm not saying it's suggesting that anybody do this, but you know how when you have an eclipse and you put a piece of paper there to actually see the eclipse, where you can actually see the reflection on the piece of paper?
Okay, yeah.
Or you can actually, you know, sort of, if you aim the light in a certain way on a piece of paper, you could burn a hole into the paper. So mm-hmm. there's this alignment that needs to happen, that you've got to aim the light in a certain way, and then, you know, you can go through the paper. But this is exactly that, in that we have this inner light, this inner source, and that's always expressing itself. So when we talk about epigenetics, we're not just saying that there's all of those beliefs and all of those other things above the DNA. There's this inner light within us that's always there. And, you know, that inner voice, that inner, we all know what, when I say that, you all have your own way of expressing what that is. That is always what your DNA is listening to. But there's the refraction that happens when it kind of hits the belief systems, or, you know, the emotions that we've had, the traumas in our life and all of that. So when when what the miraculous really is really to line up our DNA to this source and make that the predominant factor that's influencing the DNA, and let that take care of all the beliefs and take care of the ancestral stuff. Because the more we can, it's like, you know, it's a huge frequency, the source within us. And when we can tune into that and allow ourselves to match up to that frequency, that's where that miraculous happens. It's just science.
So as far as the possibility of raising above genetics is concerned, do we have to be shown a certain way? Are there multiple paths? Is it all available to us in the quantum field? And it's mostly our belief systems and other aspects of our being and blocked trauma, blockages, stuck energy, things like that, that are keeping us from rising above our DNA to access the miraculous and the healing?
Well, this is where the ancient wisdom comes in. You know, when I'm talking about meditation and being in nature, or, you know, some people don't like to meditate and they just want to go into nature, and that's fine. But what it is the reason that we do those things is because that frequency is all around us and it's in everything. And when we go out to nature, whether it's the mountains or whether it's, you know, the ocean or the woods, whatever it is that takes your fancy, you know you come back refreshed. And that's because you've allowed yourself to tune into that frequency in a bigger way. When we do that, like I said, the stuff that we're holding on to, because if you think of us, it's like we're actually like a conglomerate of all these energies that, you know, our ancestors and our own stuff and our emotions and all of these things. All of those, as soon as you shine a big torch, you know, like a big massive flash, you know, of light,
mm-hmm.
Onto that, the frequency of that's gonna dissipate into that light. It's the same thing, is that when we learn to tune into this, that's what then takes care of everything, without us having to really look at it. You know, for a while, once I'd read Bruce Lipton's book, and there was many sort of tools that I collected on the way of doing this work, and these tools would mean that you'd have to delve into what these beliefs were or what the emotions were. And it's valid, for some people, the way that whichever way that works for them, it's fine. But I'm just talking about my journey, is that what in the way of the quantum physics is that the more we look at something, so if we're going to continue focusing on a problem, the more that issue is going to kind of recreate itself in our lives. But when we tune into this field and the source within us, that frequency can take care of anything. And as soon as we do that, that allows the manifestation of miraculous.
So here you are, a scientist, a microbiologist, and you have a whole framework and belief system around possibility and miracles, which is so uplifting, and such a beautiful guiding light for the rest of us. Because in your field, as a scientist originally, it's all about proof, right? And conclusions and evidence. And tell us about but now you have made the leap to the quantum and rising above genetics, but yet you also still see the proof and the evidence, which I think is pretty amazing, because it's for mainstream. Mainstream people might look at this and go, oh, that's not really possible. But when you tap into the frequencies that you are suggesting that we do, we tap into the infinite ability of possibility and miracles. So I know that was a combination of a question and a statement. It was more of a statement. Just reflecting on what you've been saying, feeling into the vibration of what you've been saying. For someone, let me ask you this, because this, I think, happens to quite a few people. For people who think, oh, it's not going to work for me, or it's not possible for me, I don't have a strong enough belief system in miracles, for example, or something like that. What would you share with them as maybe words of wisdom or guidance?
It's really simple. If we go into a room and we focus on the dust under the sofa, for instance, and we're not going to see the light that's already in the room that would allow us to actually access that dust. That's a very crude example, but what I'm trying to say is that if we just stood up and you just began to become aware of the light in the room, you'd realize that actually how the light can take care of everything. So, I mean, I think the best way to actually give examples. I've had people that I've worked with who have emotional issues as well as physical issues. So it may be that, you know, somebody's thinking, well, oh, maybe because it's about DNA, it's only about physical stuff, but it's not. It encompasses everything, because if you think about what I said about the mind, that was anxiety that was transferred from one generation to another.
Right.
And, you know, it's the same for us. We have no idea where this comes from, you know, where our stuff comes from. But we don't need to know. And I worked with a particular lady who had two sessions. And in one session, we worked with the emotional issue of what was going on in her life. And the second, the emotional issue was really that she was going to have a breakup, and she would just get tearful every time she just talked about it. You know, she wasn't able to process and move forward in her life about it. Come second session, she said to me, you won't believe how good it's been this last week. I can actually have a conversation about moving forward with my boyfriend, because now I'm not emotionally entangled anymore in the way that I was. And we're having, you know, a great conversation about how to move forward rather than coming from that emotional place.
Yeah.
And that's the power of what can happen. Now, in the second session we worked with, she had found out a couple of months back that she had her lymph node was sort of swollen under her right armpit. And so, you know, she was worried about that. Of course, I always have to say that this is not about the fact that I, you know, I'm not a medical doctor and I don't diagnose and I don't treat medical conditions. What I do is I help people heal themselves. So it's holding up the mirror or the light, more like the mirror to them, the light, sorry, so that they can then see their own light. And so when they see that, the body just does what it naturally does. I mean, you know, if you cut yourself, you just know you're going to heal that. And it's the same with all these physical issues. So she had this lump under her right arm.
Sharon?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
For some reason, even you cut out sometimes, so I don't know what's going on, but hopefully we can, yeah, we'll carry on anyway.
Yeah.
So she had this lump, and we did the session, and she said it was literally like, it was before, I think it was like a, you know, I'm from England, so it's like a 50p coin, which is probably about like an inch wide, down to a pea size of a pea, and during the session. And then she messaged me the next day to say that, you know, it had literally gone. So, I mean, I've got so many examples of people having that kind of situation where physically, you know, that helps them. On another level, I had another lady who had really low energy, and she literally couldn't get off the sofa. Like, she just couldn't, you know, and she had two young girls. She couldn't look after them. She couldn't cook for them. She, you know, didn't do any, couldn't do anything. When I worked with her, she was completely back to normal. This was, you know, for each person is different. Each situation is different. Some people need more time. Some people need less. And she was playing with her children after the sessions, and she's able to move around. And, you know, one thing I love about that one is that her daughter, they had Thanksgiving. And she said at the Thanksgiving table, she said, I want to be done because I got my mommy back. And, you know, that just, it just brings tears to my eyes every time, because this is the power of the work. You know, it can just bring our life back to us. It's not about what I do. It's about what your body can do. And this, we're talking about the miraculous here.
Mm-hmm.
So this gives an example of that, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that can show up for us, whether it's physical or emotional. And when we align with that source, then what happens is the miraculous. It's just inevitable.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'd love to go to the phones and also to the web and serve the community in that way right now. So can you, Charan, just give people a little bit of direction, what sort of questions they could be calling in with? I know we said anything to do with health or life in general. But so if people are having physical issues, what's your process on these questions?
So one thing I don't do is to see where things are coming from. Because if I focus on that, that's me going away from the frequency of source to go and look under the sofa and see what the dust is about. And it's, to me, it's more important to actually be, you know, bring the frequency of source so that you can then, we can allow source to take care of it, which is already inside of you. So whether it's a physical or emotional issue, I don't look to see where it's from. It's more about, okay, I've got this, and let's do something about it.
Okay.
But Ian, do you want to do the process first before we go to the calls, or do you want to do that after?
After.
Okay.
Yeah, we always like to finish with that. Does that work for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, beautiful, yeah. All right, so let's go to the phones first, as usual, and we're going to go to Jacksonville, Florida. And if that's you, Jacksonville, Florida, if you live there or your phone's registered there, and it ends in 3433 are the last four digits of your phone number, you're live with Charan. So come on and introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Jacqueline. Thank you for choosing me today. Hello, Charan. Hi,
Jacqueline.
How are you?
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi.
How can I help?
Well, I've got some, like, what you've been talking about resonates. I've got to move forward in my life, leave a relationship behind, reconnect with my children, get my children back. And so it's a lot of emotional issues, I guess. And money is a problem right now. And so I'm not exactly sure what to ask.
Okay.
You specifically,
so what I normally...
For, but...
Yeah. Go ahead. So what I was going to say is, what I normally do is ask people to go to the elephant in the room. So what's the elephant in the room for you?
This person that I'm trying to leave behind, I guess.
Okay, and what's the emotion around that?
Fear.
Fear, okay. So So where do you feel that in your body?
My heart. My my power center.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And on a scale of 0 to 10, where would you say it's at? 10 being the highest?
It's 10, definitely.
Okay. So when we tune in, see if you notice how I took, you know, you through that process where you say, okay, I identify what's the elephant in the room. Everyone listening can do this. And then you go to the actual emotion, and then you go to where you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we go to where we feel it is because when we're feeling these sensations, that's what our DNA is listening to. And then we're going to bring the source to that. Okay?
Okay.
It's, it's simple physics, and you know, it's just about learning how we can do this. And when we can learn how to do this, we can work through anything that we're going through. So these sensations that you're feeling, they may have come from something ancestral, or they may have, you know, some beliefs or whatever, but we don't need to know. So what I'm going to ask, you know, just invite you to do is just breathe really, really slow. And I'm going to be about 30 seconds or so in silence. And everyone listening can, you know, work on their own issues with this as well. Okay? So just breathe slowly. Okay, now just check in and see what number are you at.
Maybe
is it small or bigger? Three?
It's small, yeah, three. Yeah.
Okay, so you went from a 10 to a 3. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So now when you think about the situation, how does it, does your mind feel calmer? What's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, fab. Let's do one more round.
Okay.
Yeah. So just do another slow breath. Okay, now notice, is it small or bigger or different?
That's better.
So how does it feel to move forward with this situation now?
Good, peaceful. Feels like I can breathe.
Wonderful. It, yeah, I'm grateful that you had that experience and now you've got the clarity.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you,
Jeff. Much love. All the best. The holding space.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, let's go to Redding, California. And the last four digits, 0571, Redding, California. You are live on the phone.
Hi, thank you. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, hi.
My name is Kay. Hi.
Did you say Kay? Kay, did you?
Yeah.
Kay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't even know what to ask. I'm in such a bad spot most of the time. And I think it has to be generational.
because in my life, it's like I've got things going on, but nothing to the depths of the pain and the suffering I feel.
Okay, that's where we want to go. Okay. You can tell that's the elephant in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I look at my life, it's like there's, like I said, things going on. My dad just had a stroke, and I'm dealing with that. But it's like, it's huge for me, the suffering. And it's not just this. It's like huge. And it's got to be generational.
Yeah. So if we didn't, you know, even if we don't know where it's from, if we think where we know it's from, we kind of get in the way of how we could, you know, it can be taken care of. So what if you're to just let go of where you, what you think it is, you know, what do you feel it is, and let's just go to where you feel it. So where do you feel it in the body?
From my throat down into my belly.
Okay. So what number would you say it's at from 0 to 10? 10 being the highest.
Oh, it's 10.
Okay, so just take 3 very, very slow breaths, and I'm going to be silent here for a few seconds, and I'll come back and check in with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Okay, how's that now? Is it smaller, bigger, or different?
I would say it got a little bit bigger and kind of went into anxiety.
Okay, so just take another 3 slow breaths. Because what can happen, it's like a bubble about to burst. You know, it comes to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So just take 3 slow breaths again for me. Okay, how's that now? Is it smaller, bigger, or different?
I would say it's it's moved more into like anxiety. My right hand's just shaking and won't stop.
Okay, shaking is a sign of release when the nervous system is reintegrating.
Well, that's good then.
Onto a new level. So just allow that to allow your body to do whatever it's doing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And let's just do one more round. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
And this is working on everyone listening. So, you know, you're helping everyone.
Good.
A slow breath. Okay, how's that now? Is it smaller, bigger, or different?
The shaking has stopped a little bit. There's a shift, a little calmness shift.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do is just, you know, as you're listening to the rest of the call, we're going to do the process at the end and just work through with that if for anything else that's left.
Great. Thank you so very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kay. Much love to you. Blessings.
Thank you. Thank you for all the work.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Okay, let's go to Denver, Colorado. 1419, Denver, Colorado. You are live with us. Hey there. Are you there from Denver? We can hear you with a little bit of noise, but
yeah.
You're here.
Hi.
Shuffling around.
Hi there. Sorry, I had headphones on.
All good. Okay. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. My name is Elizabeth. Hi. I am having sort of surprising reaction to some old family of origin things, like interactions with my mother that I thought I've done, you know, decades of work around. And I'm sitting today with just like this completely activated third chakra. And I was wondering if you could help me so that I can kind of shift this once and for all.
Okay, so what's the emotion around this? Let's go a bit deeper into what this is
right.
about.
Not being seen.
Okay.
And the emotion would be grief, but it's more like how can I be worthy? It's bringing up worthiness.
Okay. So is there a particular situation in your life? You don't have to tell us what it is, but that would connect with this issue.
I think it's just one of those long-standing feelings that I've always had underneath everything.
I understand, but maybe there is a situation just so that we can check in afterwards.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so how, when you think about that situation, now where do you feel it?
Feel it in my, like the center of my stomach, just down like my digestion.
Okay, and so on a scale of 0 to 10, where would you say that's at? 10 being the highest.
I'd say today it's at a 9.
Okay. So, again, just take 3 very slow breaths. And I'm going to be silent for a few seconds. Okay, how do you feel now? Is it smaller, bigger, or different?
Like this opening that went in the back, you know, like along my back and then up into the heart, actually, which is where I wasn't feeling it before, but the release is kind of happening there. So it's shifting.
Okay. And now when you think about that situation, does that feel different in any way, or smaller or bigger?
It feels lighter.
Yeah.
Lighter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. So you'll begin to see, you know, in wherever that came from, we didn't need to know whether it was generational, but you dealt with it. Connecting with Source, you became the miraculous, and it just shone the light on wherever it needed to be.
Yeah,
and
I could actually see the light. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
You're welcome. And this is why you feel lighter, because the way that your DNA is expressing itself now is completely shifted.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
so,
thank you.
Wonderful.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Much love to you. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Thanks, Elizabeth. Beautiful. Okay. Let's go to the web as well. And let's see. So for the web callers, Charon, there's no interaction. So,
okay.
You know, people are writing in with some issues. Let's see where it goes. This one is Sharanjit from Silver Spring. And she says, hi, Charon. I got my hip and knee pain from my ancestors. Nothing is working. Can you please help me?
Well, when we do the process, I'd love to hear back from you.
Okay.
To let me know how that's helped. Because we will work with, you know, any issue during that time.
Okay. So, should we, rather than set the expectation that if you've written in with a web question, then the process will be addressing that?
Yeah, the process.
Okay.
Whatever issue we will.
Okay. Well, great.
Yeah.
Well, let's do. There's still more people with questions on the phone, but let's first share with them about what your offer is that you've brought to them today, to the Wisdom community. And I'm going to just tell people that if you're on the webinar page and you'd like to follow along visually, then click the orange button underneath Charon's photograph. And of course, that's the webinar page that you're listening to the show on. And if you're not on the webinar page and you'd like to follow along visually, then you'll need to type this address into your phone or Google, wherever you're at, or your browser, wotashow.com. That's wotashow.com. And then put a / in there. And then Charon's name, which is CHARAN, and the number 9. So everything is lowercase. That's wotashow.com/ Charon 9, CHARAN, number 9. And that way you can follow along visually. So, Charon, you've brought us two options today under the Activate the Miraculous DNA Within package. There's an option A, or a package A and a package B. So please tell us what these include.
So package A is 5 calls that I did with people in the last year. And all of these are basically to really powerful calls, 90-minute calls, that can begin to activate the miraculous in your life in many different areas. So as you're listening, you're not only helping yourself, but you're helping your family, you're helping your children, and your ancestors as well. And along with that, we have some MP3s that are energy transmissions that I'll mention when I go to each call. So the first call is rewrite the your children's DNA as well as your DNA. And what does that do? So we're in that, on the link there, people will see all the things that are covered, and how they can, what, you know, the call covers how we can step into a place where it will actually help our children, you know, and align their DNA as well. So that's what that call, and you know, as you listen in, and the people that I work with, you will have the borrowing benefits of that. So just like today's call, you know, when we were working with everyone, with the people that called in, when you're listening, you're also getting help. So you will get that on this call. The second one is rewrite the fear in your DNA. Now, we all have fear about something or the other. And what this call is really to, gives you 4 steps that allow you to step into the power that's you. And you know, the epigenetics and fear, and we discussed that as well. So you really can, from this call, step into the place where, get borrowing benefits and step into place where
you can be empowered and begin to express your DNA from a place where you're coming from that place of empowerment rather than fear. So that's huge, I think, because we all have fear somewhere or the other. And the other one is, it's called Rewrite Your DNA for the Fountain of Youth. Now, I did this call, and it was incredible because, you know, I always, when I do these calls, I have sort of an agenda of, like, what I'm going to cover, but then what comes through can be, it's bigger than what I, you know, envisage, and I'm always open to just stepping into that place where it just allows for things to come through for whatever is needed in that moment. So again, here, the information that came through was, it's combination of science and also ancient wisdom and how, and quantum physics, and how we can use these processes to actually step into that fountain of youth. So that's what people will get there. Again, borrowing benefits from listening to people I've worked with. And then there's the bonus activation that you get with this energy transmission. So what this is that you, when you are listening to this, the way that it's been created is just like the way that I've been working with people on the call. I go into that space where the frequency comes through for source so that you can step into that for yourself. And in this particular transmission, it's activated for the Fountain of Youth. So you, it's a silent track, but it's got music on there. And not only that, it's also embedded with ancestral prayers, which help to shift all the energy from our ancestors, you know, that's getting in the way of us being useful. So that's what that one's about. And then call four is Rewrite Your DNA for Emotional Eating. I know this sounds like a menu here with all these calls, but I really wanted to give people so much value here because there is a lot of information here, and there's a lot of it's just phenomenal, because I know when I got off each one of these calls, I was like, wow, what came through was just, you know, amazing. So truly, there's a lot here, and it will take a while to kind of listen to these and savor them and utilize the information. But, you'll have things for each area of your life. And so this one's about Rewrite Your DNA for Emotional Eating. And, you know, we all have certain aspects that we have something where we're craving or any of those things. And so here, this call covers our three nervous systems. It covers our digestion, assimilation. And it's not just all science. It's combining the science with the ancient wisdom. And when we do that, we balance our mind, body, and chemistry. So over here, again, people will get four-step process. They'll get, you know, receive borrowing benefits. And also learn how to vitalize their food and water. And then a bonus energy transmission for healthy eating as well. And the last call here that they'll get is Rewrite Your DNA for Quantum Manifestation. Oh my goodness. This call was phenomenal. Like, it really was. And I'm not just saying it because I led it, but because, like I said, I just allow this information to come through. It was where I explained, how we can go from genome to, oh my God, gene or ohm gene. Uh-huh. And just, it was, you know, I've become a quantum manifester. So this call was just, it was, if anything, I mean, the value that people will get just from this call itself is just phenomenal. So Yeah, and there's an energy transmission here for quantum manifestation. So once you listen to this, it aligns your DNA with, you know, you've got money issues and you know, things that are just not flowing in your life. You know, you want to create certain situations, put the energy transmission on and line up with that. And that's where that's from.
Beautiful.
That covers package A.
Lovely. So these are all downloadable that we can download them, which I like to do is I actually download them to my phone when I purchase a package. And I then add it to my my notes in my phone, which I've got an iPhone, which is super easy. And then I can take that anywhere, which I love. So we can download these and take our headphones. Now, as far as listening to them is concerned, are they the types of MP3s that you suggest that we listen to a few times, or how does this work? One time is good, and should we get into a place of meditation, or do we, you know, play it in the background while we're doing the dishes? I know every, you know, a lot of these are a little different, so I just wanted to give people a sense of the best way to listen to them.
Well, I always say to people, go with your intuition on how you want to listen to those, because there's no right or there's no wrong on it. What I personally do is say, for instance, I want to, you know, manifest something. I'll put the quantum manifestation on repeat and just kind of carry on doing what I'm doing. You know, that way it's like, even if it's on silent, because it's an energy transmission, you're still going to get the energy of that coming through. Or sometimes I like to put it on repeat while I'm sleeping on silent. So it really, you know, if people have issues with sort of cravings and they want to listen to the healthy eating, put it on in the morning, you know, while you're doing a meditation or before you go to sleep at night. And the same with the Fountain of Youth. You know, you could have that going on overnight even. So use your intuition, just follow your intuition and when and how you want, you know, you need to listen to them. And let them be what helps you get to where you want to get to. Because the power that's, you know, the energy that's in them and the prayers, they have their own sort of alignment with it's a guiding thing which it'll guide you to where and how you need to use them.
Yeah, you know, these are so important. You know, when we look at these and we look at, for example, emotional eating, you know, that is so important for us. You know, our body is a temple, right? And if we are trying to hold more light or align ourselves with the higher frequencies, then if we are maybe putting things into our body temple or too many things or things that aren't truly of a higher vibration, then that really does impact our ability to align with higher vibrations. So this really plays so perfectly into really awakening and accelerating our awakening. And really lighting up the web, the grid, becoming truly a beautiful shining point of light on the grid in the collective consciousness. And the same thing with, what goes through people's minds as well is the self-talk, right? So it's, you know, we talk about the Fountain of Youth here. So this is the call number 3, rewrite your DNA for the Fountain of Youth. How much self-talk do we have in our space around maybe not looking as young as we want to look and maybe feeling guilty about that, maybe for decisions we've made or choices we've made along the line as we've traveled in our life path? Same for emotional eating. How much negative self-talk is there, right? So all of that negative self-talk carries a low vibration. I'm not saying we do that all the time, but I think that if everyone had a look in the mirror, there's a shadow aspect that does certainly is ego-based. And so, Charan, with people in those circumstances who maybe have the negative self-talk,
Would these help those people in those situations?
Most definitely, because it's not just about, you know, I'm just talking and just giving you information on these calls. These calls are packed with tools that you can use, people can use, to access the source within them and shift their frequency so that they align with source and the rest of their life get taken care of, no matter which topic we're talking about. The calls are just so juiced up with, oh my God, just so much information in them. And it really gives people physical tools, emotional tools, to help themselves with.
Mm. Beautiful. Well, thank you. And then for package B, this is something that, you are quite famous for, your 21 minutes for 21 days. So tell us about that if we haven't heard about that before, if anyone hasn't heard about that before.
Okay. So we witnessed today on the call how, when I worked with people, how quickly those things can shift. Just imagine doing that for 21 minutes a day for 21 days. And not only that, but if we do it in a group, because the energy of the group is where if we have 1 plus 1, it doesn't equal 2, it equals 11. And 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 111. So when we get together in a group setting and do this work, it amplifies things in a very, very big way. Now, just recently, I was invited to do 21 days, and this is why I brought this in into this package, for a group of Russians. I had a translator, and we did the same work for 21 days. The interesting thing was I had to get up at 3:40 every morning because we were trying to do it at a time for when, you know, they were available before they went to work, because this was more on this time zone. Now, this doesn't affect any time. It doesn't matter which time zone you're in, because you'll get a replay of the call and it's just as effective. The group energy is still in there. And it's going to be exactly what we've done, and we're going to do the process as well. But the energy of that is where you can step into that space for 21 days. And the results of what's come through with the group I did in Russia is just amazing. It's like they started off with, you know, whether it was emotional stuff, you know, where they felt like their mind was racing all over the place. And I had some people with physical issues. And towards the end of the third week, it was like it, you know, when I got feedback from them, it was that, you know, coming in as they went into week one and two, things began to really calm down for them on an emotional level, with how the mind was chattering away. And it was like, one person said that it was like she just felt calmer inside, and it was everything outside was beginning to reflect that in her life. And I had one lady who had issues with her legs, and she said she felt so much more ease after the 3 weeks with that as well. So it's 21 minutes because it doesn't need to take a lot of time. So it's already amplified because we've got the group energy. And, you know, 21 days, we know how easy, we've been always told that, you know, if you have a habit, that if you do it for 21 days, it just shifts things. So this is why I've put this together for your group, Ian, is 21 minutes, 21 days, and let's help people rebirth the miraculous.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for these wonderful packages. I think there's going to be a lot of change, transformation, and healing occurring in the group. So everyone, feel into this. And this is available. You'll get the link later on tonight as well if you aren't looking at it right now, you'll get it via email. So just watch your email. It'll be in tonight's replay email. So, Charan, thank you for this beautiful, beautiful offer. It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so let's do this. I'd like to take another question or two, and then we'll do that group process. So the group process, everyone, so stay for that. I know a lot of you are looking forward to that. It's the Awaken the Om Gene, with OMG in capital letters, to awaken the miraculous in you. So Charan's going to take us through that in just a few moments. But let's go back to the phones. Of course, if you missed the comment on if you've added your webinar question, then what Charan's going to do is she's going to, you know, kind of group all those issues together and formulate the process to have those issues be taken care of or addressed in the process itself. Okay, all those questions. Excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I forgot to mention the bonus.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I think that's important to mention, because it's actually an energy track that people can get, which it's the reason I say it's Gene Ohm to Oh My God Gene is because it really is. It's where they can have it on repeat. You know, say for instance, there is issues going on, emotional issues in the house or you know, within yourself or whatever it is. This is a general track that basically aligns your DNA to that source. And when you have it on in the house, the frequency of it will begin to shift the energy in the house. It can shift the energy in your body and the DNA begins to realign. If you have children, you could put it on at night and it would help them as well. It's just, this was actually created, it's a silent track, like I said, with the energy in there, and then ancestral prayers as well as the music, just so that you're not listening to nothing. This was actually created for someone who was having some issues, and that helped things to calm down as they listened. So this is the bonus.
Beautiful, thank you so much. Yeah, so everyone, yeah, that bonus is part of package B. So if you are signing up for the fulfillment for the 21-day program, or the 21-day program, excuse me, then you'll also get that bonus for package B. Okay, well, wonderful. Okay, well, let's go to the phones again, and let's go to, Sacramento, California. So if you're in California, Sacramento area, and your phone ends in 2885, you are live with Charan.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Charan. It's Linda. Hi.
Hi, Linda. Welcome.
Hi.
It's funny. I knew I was going to get called on, so thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
So it's an area of pain in my body. I have a lot of stuff going on in my lower abdomen, and I've sort of been working on it, but if you can see anything, you know, help me with anything there, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, good to hear from you, Linda.
Hi.
Okay, so if you just, instead of the pain, if you notice the sensation.
Okay, so there's like a lot of pressure, tightness. Sometimes there's throbbing.
Okay, so right now, what is it?
The problem is it comes and goes. So right now, this minute, it's probably... It's a throbbing and a kind of heat.
Okay. So just take three slow breaths into it. And I'm going to be silent. Okay, notice now, is it smaller, bigger, or different?
It's smaller.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't get a number from you before, but where would you have said it was from 0 to 10, and now where is it?
It was probably, okay, it was, because it wasn't the worst, right, you know, that it has been. So it was about a 6, and I think now it's about a 3.
Okay. Okay, good. So let's do another round. So just slow breaths on that. Okay, now how do you feel? Is it smaller, bigger, or different?
It's barely there. So I'd say maybe a 1. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so we're going to do the process soon and you know, just see how that goes after as well with what's left.
Thank you, Sharon.
Mm. All
You're
right,
welcome.
Thank you so much. Blessings. Thanks for calling in.
Blessings to you both. Bye-bye.
Mm, bye now.
Bye.
Well, Tarun, let's go ahead and share that process with everyone. I think people are looking forward to that. So either for those who joined later or for the benefit of the rest of us who need a little bit more description, tell us again about the process. So just give us a short description and then, by all means, take us right through it.
So what we're going to do is we're going to connect with the frequency of source within ourselves. And yes, we've done this. And, you know, it's, but what's going to happen here is that we're going to amplify that so that becomes the dominant frequency for you. So, okay. So that's stepping, you know, allowing you to step into the miraculous. Okay, should I get started?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, so just if, as long as you're not driving or, you know, dealing with heavy machinery, make sure you're comfortable and you can close your eyes if that feels right to do so right now. And just put one hand on where you feel your, put your left hand on where you feel the center point of your body is. And what do I mean by that? I mean that there is a point inside of you that as soon as you ask yourself, where's my center point? And you get an instant answer to that, and you can put your hand on that, your left hand. And now put your right hand on your lap, just let it rest, palm facing out. And just connect with the universal life force energy, just with intention. And just bring it into your body all the way down from your head to your toes. And as you do that, you connect with the earth energies. This is the rhythm of the earth. You bring it up your feet and through your body and up to the top of your head. Having your hand on your center point. Feel this center point connected to the center of the universe. So there's a point, you don't physically need to know where that is. for the center of the universe is. It's just as soon as you think of it, you know it. And you are it. And as you have that intention, you are connected to it. And as you feel this, just allow your body to just breathe as you're doing. And just stay with that while I'm going to be silent for a couple of minutes. As you feel this sense point in you, which is now connected to the whole of cosmos. And as you do this, what's happening is that your DNA, this becomes the predominant frequency that your DNA is listening to. And just keep feeling, holding your hand there. You may notice your mind wandering with all sorts of things and thoughts. That's okay. Just keep bringing your awareness to the center point. You know, in quantum physics, they talk about entanglement and that you are entangled with everything in the universe. When you step into this place, you're not only influencing your own cells, but you're influencing the whole. Not only that, but you're also influencing and helping to realign the DNA of your children, your ancestors, any trauma that they had. If you have any physical pain in your body, just become aware of the sensations of where they are, of what they are. And bring your focus back to the center point. Just breathing into that. And just begin to notice how your body feels now. Is it pulsing? There's a hum in the universe, this universal life force. And that you are it. And whatever is going on in your life, whether it's physical or emotional, as you step into this field, it's all being realigned to match up to this frequency. gently and slowly, whenever you feel you're ready. You can open your eyes. But when you come back, just become aware of that center point, even with your eyes open. Even if you want to look at it, but you could just with your inner eye be aware of it. And so that when you go about your day or evening, wherever you are, that is where your focus is. And that's where your connection to all that is. And that is the frequency that your DNA is listening to. Because you've just stepped into being the miracle that you really are. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. So beautiful. Wow. Thank you for taking us to that place. That place that's already there. For guiding us there. So beautiful. Yeah.
You're welcome. It's so important for people to recognize that it's not outside. Whatever we want is not outside. It's inside of us. And there's so much. Just so much that we can open up to when we access that.
So for anyone looking for transformation and healing and just really going from a low vibration to a higher vibration, aligning with those greater frequencies, Charan has her wonderful offer available to the wisdom community, so take a look at that. And yeah, I'm just going to ask you, Charan, if there's anything that is coming through for you to share with the wisdom community as maybe as final words as we wrap this up, that would be lovely.
When we can tune into this frequency that we've just done, we become nature. We become everything that we're seeing. And our DNA is a frequency generator. And it's because of when we can be this frequency, the DNA begins to express it and our life begins to reflect what we're feeling. And it's all science. So it's all physics. It's so simple. And we've when you have something right under your nose and you don't know it's there, or you people will look for their glasses and they think they've done where they are and they end up being on top of their head. It's that kind of obviousness, if there's such a word. It's right here. And what we've had on a call is just so powerful that if we can just access that, if you can access that, it can, that in itself can shift things in your life.
Beautiful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Charan, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this incredible information about epigenetics and also that beautiful process for everyone, and then taking those live callers. It's always so wonderful to be able to serve the Wisdom Tribe in that way. So I'm always grateful when you're able to do that. So thank you. And just thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your lovely energy with everyone in the community.
Thank you, Ian. And thank you, everyone, for holding space here while we all connected in this sacred way.
Wonderful. All right, beloveds, beautiful shining lights, thank you so much, everyone, for being here today. It's been a wonderful show, and thank you so much. I'm so grateful for all of you for being here and really being committed to growing and shining your lights and just being committed to your own soul's evolution and having the awareness to actually show up for shows like this. Of course, you created this. I didn't create it, but the collective consciousness of the Wisdom Orb, all of you, you all created this. But thanks for having that awareness. Thank you for being who you are, for being part of the community. So much love to every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank all the ancient ones. We thank all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service for being with us today. Much love to you all. Namaste. Thanks for being here. Bye now.